When you're young, there are some things you have to learn. How to catch a baseball. And good table manners don't come too easily. But when you're a boy, losing things is one of the few lessons you don't have to learn. And that's our story tonight on Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
What are you looking for?
I lost one of my wings.
Oh. One of your wings?
Well, one of the beaver's wings.
Oh, that's even more improbable.
I'm working on his costume for the school play. Miss Canfield has him playing an angel.
I'm glad he's been promoted. Last year he played a dwarf.
Huh. Here we are. One wing.
By the way, how's Beaver reacting to his role? Does it offend his masculine dignity?
Well, I don't think so. I think it's upset him a little bit. Miss Canfield called this afternoon and said that he hadn't eaten lunch in school for 3 days.
Well, did he take his lunch money with him?
Oh, yes, his whole week's allowance.
Huh.
Well, I don't like to have him going without his lunch. I talked to him about it, but I didn't get anywhere. Ward, would you?
Okay. All right, sure, I'll talk to him.
Darling, thanks. You're so good at it.
Yeah.
Beaver! Hey, Beaver, they're calling you.
I don't think I hear them.
Beaver!
Now I think I gotta hear them.
Now look, Beaver, whatever you did, don't drag me into it.
Now, look, Beav, I know what you told Miss Canfield, but just between us men, why didn't she go to the cafeteria for lunch?
Just between us men?
Uh-huh.
I wasn't hungry.
Beaver, you know, you kind of hurt my feelings. I thought you liked your old dad well enough to not have any secrets from him. Now, come on, why didn't you have your lunch?
If I tell you, you'll be mad at me.
That's ridiculous. Now, come on, tell me.
I lost my money.
Again? Oh, Beaver. Your mother and I have been very patient with you, but this habit of losing money has got to stop.
I told you you'd be mad at me.
I'm not mad at you.
Okay, shake.
Okay, Beaver. But we've got to do something about this business of losing money.
Couldn't have another chance. I don't mean to lost it anything.
Oh, what took you so long?
Oh, money. Even with inflation, it takes a while to spend $23.86.
Mm. Where are the boys?
Oh, Wally's out playing ball somewhere. I sent the Beaver down to get a haircut.
You sent him to the barber shop.
You know a better place to get a haircut? No, I figured as long as he was going to be in the school play, I didn't want him to be a shaggy angel.
What I mean is, did you give him the money to get a haircut?
I gave him $1.50 for the haircut and a 25-cent tip for the barber.
You gave him $1.75 after the way he's been losing money?
Ah, Joan, I feel it's important to give him another chance. You know, like in the Air Force. When a pilot crashes, they send him right back up again. So he won't lose his nerve.
Beaver won't lose his nerve. Just your money.
I don't know about that. Don't forget, we had a little talk last night. Man to man. I don't think it'll happen again. Anyway, just to make sure, I buttoned it in his shirt pocket personally.
I told him. Told him at least a half a dozen times. How can the Elks beat the firemen? They ain't got a man on the team can bowl over 200.
Yeah, but the firemen have a new rule. They can draw on guys in the sanitation department. They're loaded for the finals. When he gets back, be sure and tell Stanley I was in.
You'll be next, son. Okay, son. That's $2.25 with a shine.
Put it on my tab, Mr. Todd.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Todd. What's the matter?
I'm looking for something. I think I lost my money.
Looks like you found it. Everything else in town.
Can you give me a haircut anyways? I've got to be an angel in school.
Well, I'd like to, but Stanley, the boss, is on vacation, and he won't let me give a haircut without money.
Oh. Put it on my tab.
You have a tab?
I might have. What is a tab?
Well, it's a charge account like Mr. Todd has.
All right. Put it on his tab.
Oh, I can't do that, son.
Will you give me a haircut for a glass doorknob? It's hardly scratched at all.
Wow. That's a nice-looking doorknob, but I don't think the union will go along with me.
Would the union go along with a couple of lead soldiers?
I'm afraid not. I tell you what we do, son. Suppose I call up your parents and tell them you lost the money and they'll okay the haircut. How does that sound?
Yeah. I think our phone's been discontinued.
Well, then, just suppose you go home and explain it to your parents. They'll understand. After all, anybody can lose money.
Yeah, but not as good as I can.
Well.
Thanks, anyways. I guess I have to think of something else.
Sorry, son. Next.
Wally, trying to fit this.
Gee, Mom, why can't the beaver model his own wings?
He went to get a haircut and I haven't seen him since.
Well, what if some of the kids walked in and saw me like this?
Oh, never mind. Now hold still. Wally, why aren't you in the school play?
Oh, I'm in it.
What do you do?
Well, I hold a sign saying, just a minute, while the wise men are putting on their beards.
Better get your blue suit pressed.
Yeah. Can I get out of these things now?
Oh, all right. You can get out of these things. Come on.
Boy, it makes me look like a sissy.
Wally? Have you seen my scissors?
No, Mom.
Oh, well, they'll turn up.
Hey, Beaver, are you in there?
I in here, Wally.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm not doing nothing. Nothing at all, Wally.
Beaver, you come on out of there. If you don't, I'm going to tell Dad.
All right.
What's that?
A haircut, I think.
Wow. You look like Wilson's Airedale when he had the mange. Why don't you let Stanley cut your hair?
Stanley wasn't there. And anyways, I lost my money.
What a goof. How could you lose the money again?
I don't know.
Until Dad gets a load of that head.
Wally, couldn't you fix it up for me?
Don't be crazy. I can't give anybody a haircut.
Did you ever give anybody one?
No.
Then how do you know? It's a real small head.
Well, I guess I could make it look a little bit better than it does now.
Sure you could.
Okay, hand them over.
You're a wonderful brother.
Well, I think that's about it.
Are you finished?
I don't know, but I think I'd better stop.
I've never seen one like it, have you?
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long do you think before it grows back?
At least a week.
Well, I can't hide for a whole week.
No. I'm sorry, Beav.
Oh, that's okay. It's only your first haircut. You'll get better as you go along.
What are we gonna do? They're gonna be awful mad at us when they see it.
Maybe we can think of a way so they won't see it.
Yeah. Let me think.
Well, did you get the beaver converted to an angel yet?
He wasn't around today. Had to use Wally as a stand-in angel.
When is the big event?
Wednesday night. You know, honey, I may be a little prejudiced. I think he's going to be the cutest angel there.
Well, I must admit, I can see why they picked him. He's so, quiet.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mom.
What's for supper?
Pot roast, potato pancakes, and what's the big idea?
I just wanted to know.
Your mother wants to know what's the big idea of the caps.
Oh, the caps, what is the idea of the caps, Wally?
Well, you see, Dad, the Beaver and I joined this new club. And for initiation, you gotta wear these stocking caps for a whole week.
Yeah, if you take them off, you're uninitiated.
Well, if you have to wear them.
What kind of a club is it?
Well, it's kind of a secret club, Dad. You know.
Secret society. What's the club called?
Well, that's kind of a secret, too.
Oh, you mean the name of the club is a secret?
That's right.
Yeah, they won't even tell us.
Do you have to wear those awful caps night and day for a whole week?
That ought to do it.
I think we'd better eat.
We sure fooled them, didn't we, Wally?
Yeah, I guess we fooled them.
What's the matter?
Well, I'm not so sure we fooled them.
Gee, they didn't say anything.
Well, that's the way they are sometimes. You know, they go along nice and easy and smiling, but all the while they're getting ready to jump on you.
Gee, sometimes Mom and Dad are pretty tricky, aren't they?
No, they're not being tricky. They're just trying to be fair. And that's what usually messes us up.
What they're up to, those skating caps?
I don't know, but this secret society business sounds pretty fishy to me.
Funny hats, initiations, secret names.
Yeah. You have to be an adult to be silly enough to join something like that.
Ward, do you suppose those hats have anything to do with a haircut the Beaver was supposed to get?
That's just exactly what I suppose. He probably lost the money, didn't get the haircut, then they cooked up this secret society business to cover up.
What are we going to do about it?
Do? Well, I'm going to go right upstairs and make him take that cap off.
Well, you can't do that. After all, if there is a secret club, that would be a terrible thing to do.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Can't just violate their privacy. I tell you what we could do. We could wait till they're asleep and then sneak up and peek under the beaver stocking cap. And if we're wrong, there's no harm done.
Lord, wouldn't that be downright sneaky?
Sure it would. It's the only way we can survive as parents.
Let me see.
I think it's better if you don't look.
But I want to see.
All right.
Help!
It's all right. You'll be all right. There. You feel better now?
Did you see my little baby? My poor little bald-headed angel. No wonder I couldn't find my scissors.
Well, it'll grow back.
Oh, yes, but not in time for the school play. Lord, we're going to be disgraced. We'll just have to send him away somewhere.
Well, it's bad enough about the play. But I don't like him trying to get away with something like this. Boy, when I was a kid, my father would have whaled the tar out of me.
Now, Ward.
Well, don't worry. I'm not going to resort to physical violence. I'm tempted, though.
What are we going to do?
Well, I guess there's nothing we can do except lay our cards on the table and give him a chance to tell the truth. Well, come on. It's time to turn in.
Oh!
What's the matter?
I just thought of his head again. Morning, boys.
Boys, I want to talk to you. Now, Beaver, yesterday I gave you $1.75 to get a haircut. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Did you get a haircut?
I sure did.
At the barbershop?
I went to the barbershop.
Did you get a haircut there?
I got a haircut, all right.
Beaver, did you get a haircut at the barbershop?
I went to the barbershop and I got a haircut.
Beaver, take off that cap.
I can't. It's the initiation for the secret club. Tell him, Wally.
There is no secret club. Please remove that cap. All right, Beaver. Is this the haircut the barber gave you at the barber shop yesterday?
No, sir.
Did you give yourself this haircut?
Excuse me.
I said, did you give yourself this haircut?
Not exactly.
Wally, what do you know about this haircut?
Well, I think it'll grow back in a week.
Well, I'm very sorry, boys, but this time I'm really going to have to punish you. Beaver, it would have been very easy for me to forgive you if you had just stood up and said, Dad, I lost my money and Wally gave me the haircut.
Dad, I lost the money and Wally gave me the haircut.
I'm sorry, but it's too late for that now. You'd better both go up to your room and wait there while your mother and I decide what to do about this. I just cannot understand it. I have tried so hard to win their confidence, to prove to them that I'm on their side. Why should they lie to me? Certainly it isn't my fault.
It certainly is.
No man has ever tried harder to be a buddy to... What did you say?
It certainly is your fault and mine. Why, don't you realize what a spot we put him on?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Put yourself in his place. He loses his lunch money 3 days in a row. And then after being warned that this is his last chance, he loses his haircut money. Naturally, he's afraid to tell us.
What's so natural about it? Are we monsters? Do we hit them? Do we beat them?
Ward, the only guide a little fellow has is the love and approval of his parents. Now, if he thinks he's lost that, it's worse than a beating.
Well, I don't know.
Look, he was afraid to tell us the truth, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Who's frightening him if it isn't you and me?
I guess that's one of the troubles with being a parent. You love your kids so much, you scare the pants off of them.
You know something, Wally?
What?
I think we would have got away at that secret club if we had a name for it.
Shut it out.
What do you think they're going to do to us?
I don't know. You should have told them in the first place you lost your money.
Yeah, then we wouldn't be in this mess.
Yeah, we. Why did I have to go and help you?
I'm glad you did. It's a lot better being in a mess with somebody else.
Uh-oh, here they come.
Yeah, here they come.
I brought you the comics.
Thanks, Dad.
Your father and I, well, we've been talking over this haircut business.
And we decided not to punish you.
You're not gonna punish us?
That's right.
How come?
Well, for a lot of reasons, Beaver. But mainly because we want you to feel that you can come to me or to your mother at any time with any problem, and we'll understand. Now, come on, let's get dressed. We're going to go out for breakfast.
Well, that's great, Dad.
Yeah, that's great, Dad.
And afterwards, we might even take in a movie.
You think it's a trick, Wally?
No. Just can't ever figure him out, that's all.
You know something, though, Wally?
What?
I like him.
Me too. Come on, let's get dressed.